trust me enough to tell me your dreams, I'm staring at you, trying to figure out how you got in them jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? If I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how.
Now, you know I know these lyrics. That is my boo, 50.
50 your boo?
I love 50 Cent.
Okay.
21 questions.
What year?
Now that I don't remember.
2003.
Okay. That was a year after I graduated high school.
So you aged then. That song spent 4 weeks at number one.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Okay. I chose that song because today, for some odd reason, I was just having like a very nostalgic moment with like music and TV shows. Like, I was at, like, I watched Making the Band clips all day.
Wow.
I watched something else. What was it? I can't think of it right now, but I was just in like one of those, you know, early 2000s modes all day. Oh, I watched College Hill clips. Those were some really good days, bro. Like, I think I was not childhood, but like those years growing up in the 2000s, really dope days. I think we had like the best of both worlds. Reality TV had just started jumping.
And Hannah Montana's song just popped in my head when you say best of both worlds.
What? Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the podcast. I'm Will.
This is Teresa.
It's
time for our weekly review.
Yeah, let's get it.
About a week ago,
Why you bringing up old shit?
What the hell is going on?
Weekly.
Review time.
Okay, so we have first up, Gina Rodriguez. She issues a statement after using the N-word while singing along to lyrics to a Fuji song.
You think you slick starting off with this shit.
Also writing out the lyrics in a post. Well, I don't think she wrote out the lyrics in a post, but she did post the video of her singing along to the song. You want me to go first or you want to go first?
Go first.
Okay, so I didn't find an issue with her singing a song. Now, some people did come in and say that, you know, she shouldn't have said it at all. And, you know, they brought up some other things that she has said in the past, dealing with race or how she's responded to things dealing with black women. I think that's a separate conversation in itself. However, her singing lyrics to me wasn't an issue for me. Your turn.
Oh, okay. By the way, we've already had this discussion.
We did.
In a very heated debate. I just want to say that I'm actually a Gina Rodriguez fan. Like, huge Gina Rodriguez fan. I used to be, anyway. I just feel like she just keep on doing shit, bro, that, like, makes me just not want to be a fan of her anymore. Like, I'm a huge Jane the Virgin fan. Like, I watch that shit religiously. The movie she had on Netflix was a dope movie. I think she's a dope actress. You know how I feel about, I think that if you are not black, I don't care about Afro Latina, I don't care about being Puerto Rican, and well, Puerto Ricans are black too. They all we all kind of on the same boat. Fuck all that. If you're not black, like if you have anything to fall back on, you should not say the word nigga. And that's just me. I don't care if it's in a song, a textbook. I don't care if it's in a text. I don't care if the shit is, if you playing Cyber Santa and somebody say, hey, say nigga. Like, no, bro. Don't say the word. Like, it's so easy for people to, like, blank or bleep out words. Like, just don't say the word, bro. And I don't understand why that word in particular is the one word that people just has to say. Like, people are fighting black people over that word. Like that one word. Like, y'all can say anything else, but y'all want the right to say nigga. Why does that word mean so much to non-black people? Because we know what it means to black folks, but why do y'all fight for that word, for y'all right to say that word so much?
I get the whole thing of we took the word back and we made a different meaning for it and everything like that, but how about nobody use it? Like, I don't get...
But the fact that your how about is rooted in the fact that other people want to say the
no, that's not my reason.
But nobody we wouldn't even be having this conversation if non-black people wasn't saying the word. Niggas been saying niggas for a long time, G.
I mean, but if that's the case...
The problem is, everybody wants to...
I mean, if that's the case, white people been saying it before us.
They've been saying it.
But does it make it right?
But I think... But that goes back to, like, slavery and post-slavery. Like, we've always taken things that were bad for us and turned them good. Niggas still eating chitlins. That shit is bad for us.
I mean, I don't eat that.
So. I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, soul food is slave food. Those were all of the things that the slave owners did not want. Here, y'all take this shit that we don't want. We made that shit good. And that's the same with the word nigga. Like, niggas are known black. Not we as a people, as a culture, are known for taking the things that nobody else wants or the things that were meant for our harm and turning them good. But every time we turn something good, like, people want to be a part of our culture so bad that they want the rights to our culture too. No, that word don't hold no burden on you. So why do you have the right to use that word? I don't care if it's in a song. Like, I think we gotta believe that, like, I think we gotta get back to a point where we realize that our culture and our music is made for us. Yes, you are more than welcome to partake and enjoy, but that don't make you a part of this.
I'm not saying that
you are a spectator.
I'm not saying that it will make anybody a part of it, but if it's a song, if it's a part of a lyric in a song, I mean,
but if I make music for my people?
No, because when you're an artist, you're making music for everybody.
That's not true. That is not true. Like, that's literally the reason why Lil Nas X wasn't allowed to put old country road on the charts for country. Because they feel like that is their music.
That's
country
what is, they felt. But that was not
but
his.
What I'm saying
that
is,
was not his intentions, though.
But what I am saying is, we created a genre of music that was for us. When Kendrick was on stage.
Well, we started country.
When Kendrick was on stage, and he pulled that fan up to rap the words to one of his damn songs, like, the white kid was going for the word nigga, and he pulled the mic from him, like, no. You can't say that.
Don't pull them on stage and you know that word is in there.
No, you have, as an adult, bruh, I've been bleeping our words since I was 6 as a child. Like, but if a child can bleep our words, you can too. That's literally why they have edited versions of songs.
But this is the thing. So you think an adult should get the edited version without the word nigger in it?
No.
Or nigga, I'm sorry.
What I am saying is, you don't get the right to say the word. You don't get that right. I don't care if it's in a song, if it's in the Bible, my G. Like, no. You can say the word, but just know that shit.
The Bible?
I'm just saying. Like, it's funny to me that we as black people are fighting for, like, a word that, whether it's good or bad, belongs to us. Like, it's almost like, we believe that if anybody else, if we can say it, anybody else can say it. And we're the only culture who thinks that way.
No.
You can't go...
I'm not saying it's okay to use in their regular everyday conversation. No, I'm saying in that certain situation where she was singing a song.
Doesn't matter. First of all, how many times have you posted on social media and reviewed what you posted first? All the time. You edit the shit. You don't. Nobody just records a video and posts it on social media. Nobody does that. So
unless you're live.
She wasn't live. That's the point. She wasn't live. Even her apologist said that she put up a clip. So you purposely put up that part of the song because you felt like it was okay. That's the problem. And I told your ass that in the text. You so comfortable. You feel like you can say that shit. And now it's old videos coming out where you've been saying the word that along with
I didn't see old videos of her saying the
there's
word.
There's an old video of her saying "nigga, pull it that shit up." I swear to God.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next.
My last thing is, I really deep down in my soul feel like, bro, like, if you have anything else to lean on besides being black, that word is not for you, bro. Like, I don't have the luxury of being a black, Afro-Latina. I don't have the luxury of being of being able to change cultures to when I want to be black, I can be black. When I want to be Dominican, I can be Dominican. I'm black all day, every day. If you not, keep that shit out your mouth. That's it.
Okay. Alrighty. So, a Connecticut woman was arrested after biting off her boyfriend's finger and bragging about it on social media.
What?
Yes. So, Anna Lendo, 34, from Bloomfield, Connecticut, was arrested earlier this week for allegedly biting off her boyfriend's finger. The police report states that Lindo attacked her estranged boyfriend near his home as he was walking to a nearby restaurant. The victim reportedly told police that he initially heard a car horn, followed by Lindo walking towards him with the brick in her hand. Now, the thing is, this man was with his wife.
Whoa.
So, yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to find where it says that he was married, but yeah, he was a married man who basically had a relationship with this woman, and I guess they broke up and they, you know, got into it. So she went and, you know, found him and, you know, did her little thing. So she ended up bit his finger off and then talked about it online. So,
That's weird. I don't even have a thought for that, bro. Like,
yeah, I just thought it was very interesting when I seen it. Yeah, here it is. It says the pair started fighting on the street as Lindo attempted to hit him with the brick until the victim's wife came out and she left. So they say she either bit or cut off a portion of his right middle finger, but I'm guessing she bit it. So, police are treating the incident as domestic violence dispute due to the suspect and victim's prior relationship.
Bruh, at this point, just, you know what I'm saying? Like, be faithful. Like,
but look,
stop playing with these women.
She was also accused of stalking the man and his wife. So, yeah. It's crazy.
Stop playing with these women's emotions, bruh, because you're going to be out here missing the whole finger, bro. Like,
yep.
Like,
you could have avoided that.
You could have avoided all that shit. Unless you don't, you just feel like, hey, fuck that finger.
I don't need it, you know?
And Teresa already said she looked good at orange, so.
Hey, just saying. All them fall colors. But, so, we're going to move on to the next thing. So, Alabama mom is furious that her son, who is 7 years old, his school painted a bullet wound on his forehead for drama class. So, yeah. Could you just imagine your son coming home or finding out that your son had a bullet hole painted on their head for drama class?
Why? Like,
with all the stuff going on.
Why is that appropriate, bro?
Yeah.
Who did that get past? Like, are there teachers in the school?
Mm-hmm.
Are the kids just running amok? Are they just doing what they want to do? Like,
I mean, the little boy was 7. He's in elementary.
I mean,
so.
I'm thinking maybe it's a school where, like, you know, kids teach themselves, and there are no teachers. Clearly, like, they had to get past a bunch of people. Like,
I just think it was insensitive, especially being that. Well, I think it would have been insensitive whether he was white or black, but it's a black little boy, and, you know, people are just being killed and shot, and, you know, it was very, I don't know.
I mean,
I would have been furious. Yeah, I don't blame her.
Out of all things, bro, like, a bullet wound.
Right. And he's 7.
But that's how they see black kids, though. And that's sad that I have to keep on going back to the same old shit, but, like, it's real. Like, you want to call me nigga and put a bullet wound on my son?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, yeah. Okay, so the next thing we have is Centoya Long interview on a Breakfast Club.
I enjoyed it.
I did, too. I think she is very articulate, very smart. I'm still trying to see if I don't know. Her husband is a little, I kind of believe him, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know.
I believe, bruh. And, the only reason why I believe, bruh, is because had Charlamagne not asked him to get on the mic, we would have never heard of him or saw him.
He's done other interviews with her.
I haven't seen it, so.
He has.
I just think that I don't know what kind of clout he gets off of being with Centoya Brown. Long.
I mean, you know, when people get out of jail, especially when it's a high profile case, that's celebrity automatically.
But what does he get from that?
Exposure, fame.
But he's already had that. He's already had that kind of.
We didn't really know who he was.
Right, but I would think that being with somebody from Total in their heyday is.
But who knows? But who knows him?
That's the thing. Like, I don't think I believe that man when he say, like, I'm not here for any clout or any, you know, celebrity. That man got his own money, his own business. Clearly, yeah. He has his own studio. Like, he apparently had a house ready for her when she got home, had her clothes bought, all of that. Like, I don't know a man who is doing all of that for clout.
Well,
like, usually the clout comes first, then the money, then it's splurge time, or then it's, you know, TV time. I haven't seen any reality TV shows being brought
up. They're doing
up,
a lot of interviews now.
Because she's selling a book.
I mean,
that's a press run.
Yeah. So, I mean, just think about what else is going to come. There's going to be movies. There's going to be all kind of stuff coming from there.
But I can see it. This was a man who didn't have anything. This man from all, you know, from every telltale seems like he already got the money. He already had the clout on them. So, I don't know what's the I just choose to believe that God sent him her way, and it worked out for him. So
yeah, I just hope that, you know, for
you don't feel the same way.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know, because, like, I'm like 50-50. So I just hope for her sake that it is real, and it's, you know, no other motives behind it.
Yeah. It's just dope seeing, like, how far she's come. What's really dope to me, like, I remember watching that documentary of her when she was a kid, like, a long time ago. Like, I'm a huge documentary fan. And it's crazy that, like, seeing, like, how that shit first came about and, like, that whole... It's kind of dope seeing all that come full circle. Like, I definitely think that, like, she deserved, like, a second shot at life. And hopefully, like, you know, she ran with that shit, bro. Yeah.
Okay. So the next thing we have, a woman was awarded $200,000 after alleging a San Antonio cop removed her tampon on the street during a body cavity search. Did you hear about that?
I did, but I keep wondering if she got $200,000 off the allegation or just, or like, was it?
Yeah, because they said they used the word alleging.
Was it found to be true?
So I would think it would be true if they're giving out money. But I mean, if that did happen, oh my gosh, the embarrassment! Like,
but
I've
seen plenty of articles that keep on using the word
alleged.
So mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they gave her the money just off GP because they wanted to avoid the whole lawyers and all that shit.
That's definitely disgusting. If she did, whoever that officer is, she's nasty. Just saying.
It was a female officer.
Yes.
The sad thing is, bro, like, I don't put it past the officers. I think most officers go out of their way to make you feel uncomfortable and inhumane, from my experience. So,
that's unfortunate.
I don't have the... I just can't put that past an officer at this point in my life. So.
Wow.
Which is sad. I would like to one day be up here and be like, nah, I don't believe that shit, but I don't have the luxury of doing that, so.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. So, the next thing was, I saw that Masika made a post concerning homosexuality and heterosexuality being promoted to children, and her post that she shared.
Please read the post.
Said it's not about homosexuality or heterosexuality. Stop promoting sexuality to our children, period. Let kids be kids. Then her actual caption underneath this says, this is for the fools that think it's progressive when Disney has a gay couple kissing next to Nemo. No, KB ain't watching Adam and Eve in sexual situations. The hell you think I'm supposed to let her watch Adam and Steve lip locking for? It's not progressive, it's suggestive. And I suggest you leave. I suggest you leave. Oh, that's a typo on her part. I suggest you let a child be a child. I kind of agree.
I 100% disagree.
Okay.
you go first.
Yeah. I would have to disagree. I mean, no, I'm agreeing with Masika.
Come on, now, get it right. Yes. Shit, you ain't in gold shoes.
I'm agreeing with Masika. The reason why I agree with Masika is because I feel like there's just too much going on now to where it's like in your face, hey, look at this. I think certain things, I feel like if a child is going to be heterosexual or homosexual, they have time to, you know, decide if that's what they're going to do. I don't feel like that's something that has to be pushed to the forefront. Like, hey, this is an option. You know, I feel like just let it naturally come. Whatever it is, let it be what it is. I don't feel like it's something that they have to see and then be like, you know? So that's just my whole thing on it. I don't think it's necessary, especially in cartoons.
Do you think, do you think that in Beauty and the Beast, at the end, when the Beast becomes the prince, and him and Belle kisses, do you think that had any bearing on how your child, on what your child is going to be sexually? Do you think your child is going to be straight because she saw Aladdin kiss
Jasmine? No.
As an adult, when you see two gay men kissing, do you have any? Is there any twinkling in your soul that be like, oh, but two women kissing? I'm sorry.
No. I mean, but you can't compare an adult to a child either.
Every child
is not the same either. So
if you have no problem with Aladdin and Jasmine kissing, and no problem with the Beast and Belle kissing, then shut up, bro. Like that's it's only suggestive because it's a gay character. Though I hate when people trying to walk around their homophobia. Like, no. Stop doing that shit.
I don't have any.
I mean, I think we all have a little bit of homophobia. Because even though I don't agree with Masika, I understand what she is trying to say, even though it's wrong, which is homophobic of me. So, having Billy Porter be the fairy godfather or the fairy godmother is not going to turn your child gay. That is not exposing a 6 year old to homosexuality. It is not. I don't care what anybody says. A 6 year old is going to see that shit, might ask you a question, and go back to watching the goddamn movie. Or go back to be like, you know what?
And I can agree with that.
I want a sandwich. I'm hungry.
I can agree with that.
So, now, and I also feel like we know, I don't care what you try to say about gays or lesbians or whatever. We know that there are kids, whether you accept them or not, who know that they are gay at a very young age. So you're going to tell me that you are cool with your straight child having TV shows and movies that they can watch and see themselves, but you don't want...
But she said both. She didn't say just one.
But how can you... Why does she post that post when Aladdin came up? Nala and Simba was together and they kissed in the movie Lion King. You didn't make a post about it being suggestive when that shit came up.
Did Nala and Simba really kiss?
I'm saying is, I'm pretty sure your daughter has seen buku movies. First of all, Masika ass is a goddamn porn star. That's your past. I'm not knocking porn stars.
Was she really a porn star?
She's.
I thought she was just a video girl.
No, she's not porn. Google that shit.
I'm not interested.
Even still, you are on TV with men, kissing men. You don't have a problem with that. That's not suggestive.
But maybe her child is not seeing it.
What? Correct. So I'm gonna keep it on a child level. I'm almost sure there's some show that your child likes where the women or the females interact with males in a loving, happy manner. They might kiss. They might hug. There wasn't a post about Aladdin being too suggestive. There wasn't a post about any other thing being suggestive until whatever, go have a gay couple or the fairy godmother being a gay man. Now all of a sudden, it's too suggestive. Now all of a sudden, we shouldn't be showing kids this shit. We had a problem showing kids Jasmine Aladdin. We had a problem showing kids.
My child used to turn her head when she seen.
Because I it's sick to me that like adults think that way about kids. Like these kids don't give a goddamn fuck about people kissing. If anything, boy got cool as a girl, whatever. Like I think it's sick that adults are trying to like push this whole, well, kids should be. No. Shut your ass up.
Okay. Jeez.
I'm just saying, bro, like, just live in your homophobia and do whatever. Stop putting these fake-ass woke texts on Instagram. Like
I don't think she being woke,
like,
but...
Like you saying some profound shit. No. All you doing is being extra homophobic, dog. And I think that everybody should look on TV or on YouTube or on Instagram or on movies that have some kind of representation. Straight kids, gay kids, whatever. Transgender kids, whatever, bro. Like, it don't take much to just, like, literally, like, stay out of the way and not care. Because, you know, like you don't even have to support those people. Just stay out the way and live your life. Read about your kid. If you don't want your kid to go see it, cool, bruh. Don't go see the shit.
Cool, bruh. Alright. Okay. You ready to go to the next one?
Yeah, sure. I'm done.
Alright. Okay, so Lori Harvey.
Stop taking advice from chicks who be on goddamn Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, okay. Alright. So, you all right?
I'm good, bro.
Okay. All right. So, Lori Harvey was arrested for a hit and run following a car accident in Beverly Hills. Also, she was out on vacation with Future this weekend. So, yeah, she was arrested
for a hit and run.
Huh?
That's y'all goals, huh? Lori Harvey, y'all goals?
I've never said that. She was arrested for a hit and run following a car accident. So her car actually, she hit someone.
Mm-hmm.
Her car flipped over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing it came right back side up. The person helped her out of the car. The person that she hit helped her out of the car. And Lori tried to flee the scene.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
And the police got there. And so she gave her information.
Lori tried to flee the scene or she fled the scene?
She tried to flee the scene.
Oh.
So, she gave her information.
She should have had Kevin Hart for this.
Right. She gave her information, signed something stating that she'll, you know, show up to court for a court date. And that was that. So, yeah. I just want to know why she was trying to run. Like, where you going?
Bruh, you know, I just found out that Lori Harvey, like, when people ask her, like, what does she do? Like, she's a model.
Who's she model for, though? Well, she do.
I don't know.
I just look at her page every now and then when I come across something.
That I just found that very...
She do model, seem cool, like it. Like, but I don't know, you know, yeah. But you got a lot of people that model, but... You don't actually see their pictures anywhere.
I just always wanted to know, like, what she was, like, what she was.
She could model, though. She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she is.
So, I mean, she could model. instead of running behind all these men, because, I mean, she's tied to somebody every week.
It's a Lord Harvest summer for y'all women.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying. Hey. Lori Harvey was y'all goals a couple of months ago.
I never said Lori was my goals.
Yeah. Do these niggas like Lori though?
I didn't say that.
I saw that shit all over Twitter and Instagram.
Wasn't me.
Lori with it.
But yeah, she's a pretty girl. So I think she should, you know, really try to get into doing some type of modeling.
Man, Lori Harvey is doing what she is doing right now.
Thotting and bopping.
That's it. She got a rich daddy and a hustling ass mama, so.
Yeah. Alrighty. More power to you, Lori. Alright, so.
I am Lori Harvey on my wish list.
I came across this today, actually. So, a teacher in Mississippi was fired after hosting a twerking session in his science class. And get this. He paid the girl students $25 to participate.
A male teacher?
A male teacher.
Niggas is sick.
You right.
Niggas is sick.
He paid the students $25. Like, sir, contest. Did you think this was okay?
You know what the problem is, Beth?
In science class. I think it was biology. Like, really?
The problem is, we don't have these. We don't have the teachers that we had when we was in school.
Mm-mm.
You know, I didn't see a young teacher until I got to like eighth grade. Even after eighth grade, it was our older teachers. Like, man, these teachers now are 20, 21, 22, 23. You know, like they just put these young people in charge of kids who aren't far from their age.
But I just wonder what made him thought that that was okay with children that are younger than him. Like, dude, you had to know that wasn't cool. You had to know. Then somebody in there recording. He's all on top of the desk and everything like that, like dancing and that kind of crazy.
I didn't even see
he watching
shit.
All of them twerking. And I'm just like, dude, Charlamagne gave him donkey of the day. Like,
I just feel like people get caught up into thinking that like they are one of the kids, one of the students. And people are just sick, man. Like,
I think he's a pedophile. I'm just saying. I think he got those tendencies, and he thought it wasn't gonna go no further than the classroom. I don't know how, but yeah. Somebody, all these kids with these cell phones now, what you expect, sir?
You're an asshole, sir. I don't know what else to say.
Okay. So we can move on to our last topic for the weekly review.
Come on.
So we have Suge Knight. He gives Ray J the rights to his life story.
What does that mean?
So that's what I'm going to get into it. Give me a chance. So, even though he will continue to remain in jail for the foreseeable future, former hip-hop mogul Suge Knight is making moves to ensure that his finances are in order and his life rights are protected while he's incarcerated. And it's because of Ray J. So, according to TMZ TV, Suge Knight is trusting Ray J with his life rights with the expectation that he makes lucrative financial decisions on behalf of his name while he's in prison. He expects Ray J's business deals to be lucrative for himself and the family that he left behind when he was sentenced to 28 years in prison with credit for time already served back in 2018. And reportedly, Suge and Ray J have been friends for several years. And the reason he signed his life rights over to Ray is because he believes in his business sense and ability to select the right projects for film, TV, book publications, and other things. So, yeah, what you think about that? I thought that was kind of interesting.
I think he should have held out for somebody real, not Ray J's, but hey, man, whatever.
Well, 50 had reposted and he was like, hit me up. I know what to do with it. So that would be interesting to see what 50 would do. But
yeah, I think Suge Knight definitely has a marketable story.
Yeah. But would he tell the truth?
Because I want to know. Suge Knight, 50 Cent.
Suge.
I don't even think you want Suge Knight to tell the truth.
I do.
I don't. I want to hear all the embellishment. I want to hear everything. I want to hear his side of the story. Well,
I want the truth. I think it's time.
What are you getting at?
Huh?
What are you getting at?
I just think
You think Suge Knight killed Tupac?
I think he knows something. If he didn't do it, he knows something.
What the fuck?
Just saying. He took my first love. Okay. But anyway.
Tupac was your first love?
Yes, he was. I love Tupac.
All right, then.
Yes.
That's it. We'll have a...
Yeah. So, yeah, we have no power today because we had no episode. So, we'll be back next week.
Before this go out, bro, I want to give a big old shout out to my nephews. My nephew 3, the wife told me that was extra bad, loves the podcast. Loves the podcast. My other nephew, Dre, he does too. He's a senior in high school this year, so he's all cool and, you know, ready to get out of high school, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, shout out to my nephews.
Alrighty.